This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Cabinet accepting the recommendations of the High-Level Committee on Simultaneous Elections is an important step towards making Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi complimented former President Ramnath Kovind for spearheading this effort and consulting a wide range of stakeholders. Earlier yesterday, Union Cabinet headed by the Prime Minister approved the proposal for One Nation, One Election as recommended by the panel headed by Mr. Kovind. After the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the High-Level Committee under the chairmanship of the former President held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. He said it will be implemented in two phases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. Mr. Modi's first rally will be in Srinagar this morning, while the second one will be held at Katra, the base camp of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, in the afternoon. Jammu and Kashmir has recorded the highest voter turnout in last 35 years, with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly elections yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies, spanning seven districts of Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Kishtwar, Anantnag, Ramban and Doda. President Draupadi Murmu will reach Ujjain today on the second day of her Madhya Pradesh visit. Our correspondent reports that the president is attending the Safai Mitra Sammelan being organized there and also interacting with the Safai Mitras. President Draupadi Murmu will also virtually attend the Bhumi Pujan program of Ujjain Indore 6-lane road project today as the chief guest. Union Minister for Home and Cooperation Amit Shah will address a national conference in New Delhi today on initiatives taken within 100 days by the Cooperation Ministry under Modi 3.0 government. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, in the first 100 days of Modi 3.0, many steps have been taken for the cooperative sector, which will help the cooperative system of the country to move forward with new speed and strength. Campaigning for the presidential elections in Sri Lanka ended last night. The silent period will be in force until the election is completed. The front runners held rallies in Colombo last evening, making a final push to attract the voters. The election will be held on Saturday from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m, in which 38 candidates are in fray, including the incumbent president Ranil Wickremesinghe, leader of opposition and SJB candidate Sajit Premadasa, NPP leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake, and Namal Rajapaksha from SLPP. A report.
After a spirited campaign, the frontrunners held rallies yesterday evening in which they expressed confidence of a victory in the upcoming presidential election. The Election Commission has urged the voters to utilize the silent period to reflect on their choices before they vote. As election campaign activities are prohibited during this 72-hour period until elections are over, the Commission has directed the police to take action against any parties in violation. Meanwhile, over 60,000 police personnel are being deputed for the election duties. The Commission has also said that all election offices established by the political parties for the election purposes must be removed by midnight today. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Colombo.
A four-day-long mega-event World Food India 2024 will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. It will see a participation from over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies. In China Open 2024 badminton tournament, India's Malvika Bansal defeats world number 25 Kirsty Gilmore of Scotland in the women's singles. She knocks out Gilmore 21-17, 19-21, 21-16 to advance into quarter-finals. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Madhya Pradesh during the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall is also expected in Chhattisgarh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 24th of this month. The weather agency said light to moderate rainfall is likely over Konkan and Goa during the week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.